Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, I had some trouble hearing you when you said this originally. Swine Production Day. I'm excited to hear about whether it was swine or slime. I'm interested both ways.
Yeah, so we're talking pigs this morning. You know, in 4-H, it's all about just taking advantage of different opportunities. I think you guys have heard me talk about that at different times. But, you know, there's always a smorgasbord of opportunities out there for our 4-H members. It's just, you know, what you want to take advantage of is up to you. And so one thing that's coming up that I just wanted to highlight for our 4-H members is K-State Junior Swine Producer Day, and this is going to be everything you need to learn about your pig project. So it's March 1, and a really cool thing about this opportunity is that we get to go to the university, and it's university professors putting this on for our 4-H members. And so they alter all four major livestock species every other year. So last year it was beef and meat goats. This year it's pigs and sheep, I believe. I will highlight the other one here on another radio spot. But the first one I wanted to talk was the Swine Producer Day. So it's March 1, and you need to go in and register. If the best way I could tell you, if you're listening, you're like, oh, yes, we want to do that, you can go into our newsletter. There's a whole flyer with a QR code that you can scan and get registered. Or I think if you just Google K-State Junior Swine Producer Day, I believe it will pull it up from the university's websites, and you can get all the information there. But they're going to have, it's a great day. We've been as a family, and I know my daughter got a lot out of it. So they're going to have they kind of all come together and talk generalities about the project. Then they're going to have breakout sessions. Their breakout sessions are going to be about nutrition, meat and facility and equipment, breeds and ear notching for people that aren't familiar with the pig industry, with the swine industry. You know, with cattle, they tag a lot to, you know, and have different brands, have different ways of distinguishing those animals. In the swine world, we use ear notches, and there's a whole system that the kids need to learn to be able to read ear notches, but it helps farmers keep track of what pig is in what litter and where they're at in their year with their breeding. So it's kind of an interesting system that they have in place, but it's an important thing to understand and know if you're going to be in the pig project. Then there's going to be afternoon sessions are going to be on showmanship, daily care and clipping, show day prep, and resources. There will be a YQCA training optional up there. So if you want to go show at a state show, that's at Youth Quality, Youth for the Quality Care of Animals, you have to have that YQCA to show at state and national shows. So that is a training that you have to go through and you get a certificate. So that will be later in the afternoon. You can get registered for that as well. But it's really a fun day. It's $20 per person. You know, we encourage parents to participate as well. So a really fun opportunity. I think you can gain a lot of knowledge. And another thing that I just think is really special and unique about this opportunity is that it presents a chance to network across the state of Kansas, which I think has a lot of value for our youth and our families. So I encourage our 4-H members that are intrigued in the swine project to look and reach out and explore this opportunity that's presented to them.
Fantastic. Once again, love to hear about what's going on at 4-H. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Jean, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gal.